Leader says 3 hours of power supply disastrous to the nation. Government reiterates need for continued bilateral ties between Zambia and Tanzania. And Guinea's coup leader enters a presidential race. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Opposition Green Party President Peter Sinkamba has described the current power supply situation in the country as disastrous, saying it is unacceptable for a nation to operate on only 3 hours of electricity per day. Mr. Sinkamba said Zambia's economic activities heavily depend on electricity supplied by ZESCO, adding that limiting power to businesses and residential areas for such short periods is a serious drawback to national productivity. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sinkamba questioned the UPND government's stance on the energy crisis, recalling that while in opposition, the party blamed the previous administration for load shedding to poor leadership. All the nation gets now are excuses and continued blame on the previous regimes for not investing in the energy sector, when what Zambians want to hear are solutions to the electricity crisis, said Mr. Sinkamba. He urged government to take full responsibility for the ongoing power challenges, reminding them that they were elected to provide solutions and not excuses. Education Authority has warned the public against enrolling in Broken Hill College of Applied Sciences and Education, Chiwombo University College, Mafeking University and Serenji University College, as these institutions are operating illegally in Zambia and are not registered under the Higher Education Act of 2013. Authority Corporate Communications Officer Brebo Msoba says recent inspections have revealed that the named institutions are offering or advertising higher education services without registration, contrary to Part 4, Section 15 of the Act, which states that a person shall not operate a private higher education institution unless the institution is registered under this Act. Mr. Msoba said that operating outside the provisions of the law is a serious offence, adding that in accordance with Section 15(2) of the Act, any person who contravenes this provision is liable upon conviction to a fine not exceeding 1 million penalty units or to imprisonment for a period not exceeding 3 years or to both. The findings are that Broken Hill College of Applied Sciences and Education was operating without registration and the institution has been directed to submit an application for registration, said Mr. Msoba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He said that for Chiwombo University College, buses bearing the institution's name have been observed operating in various locations, yet no application for registration has been submitted.
All higher education institutions must enroll students who meet the legally prescribed minimum entry qualifications. 2. Only accredited learning programs may be offered and advertised. 3. Any deviation from these requirements remains a breach of law and will attract regulatory action, including suspension of programs, relegation of institution status, or deregistration. Therefore, the authority strongly warns members of the public against enrolling in any private higher education institution that is not registered with the authority and against pursuing any learning program in either private or public institutions that are not accredited.
Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Chipoka Mlenga, has emphasized the importance of maintaining and strengthening the long-standing bilateral relations between Zambia and Tanzania, noting that every sitting president has a duty to preserve them. Mr. Mlenga said President Hakainde Hichilema's attendance at the inauguration of Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan underscores a bond between the two nations and reaffirms their shared commitment to cooperation and regional development. He described President Hichilema's participation as a significant gesture of solidarity and partnership, reflecting the enduring friendship that has defined Zambia-Tanzania relations over the years. There is need for strengthened bilateral relations between Zambia and Tanzania, particularly in the areas of trade and economic cooperation, said Mr. Mlenga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today by Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Evanessa Nankala. Mr. Mlenga expressed confidence that the two countries would continue working together to address challenges and harness opportunities for mutual benefit.
But that message, His Excellency the President delivered, definitely has to be embraced by every well-meaning African, Zambian, Tanzanian, that if we have a challenge, we need to resolve them on a round table. And through that, the economy continues to run. So I'm very grateful that a repeat of what happened in Mozambique, where most of the trucks could not even move, industrial growth could stall, will not continue. And I think every Zambian should take this message seriously and applaud His Excellency the President for not only being a bold Pan-Africanist, but somebody that is bringing peace, that is speaking dialogue.
The Lusaka City Council LCC apprehended 426 street vendors between 25th July and 17th October 2025 for illegally operating in the Central Business District CBD. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says out of the 426 vendors, 78 appeared before the Fast Track Court at the Civic Center and were fined in accordance with the law and pursuant to Section 355, Cap 87 of the laws of Zambia, and their merchandise was disposed of by the court. Ms. Mwamba says council police officers in collaboration with the state police have since continued to conduct operations in the CBD as part of the anti-street vending exercise. The council wishes to remind the public that street vending remains illegal as stipulated in statutory instrument number 12 of 2018, hence the need for traders to utilize designated trading spaces, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She said that the council remains committed to promoting a conducive trading environment that is orderly and healthy for all traders. In African news, the military commander who has ruled Guinea since a coup 4 years ago has entered the presidential race, breaking an earlier promise to hand power to a civilian government. Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya submitted his candidacy at the Supreme Court on Monday, flanked by soldiers and wearing black sunglasses. He did not make any public comment. Two of Guinea's biggest opposition parties have been excluded from December's contest. This has raised concerns about the election's credibility. Coming up shortly, Israel releases 5 Palestinian prisoners as killings continue in Gaza. This and more. Stay tuned.
Cancer of the blood. Blood cancer is a widely used term for blood, bone marrow, and lymphatic cancer. Mostly, this cancer starts from the bone marrow. In this cancer, the development of blood cells gets disturbed by unrestrained growth of abnormal blood cells. There are no specific known causes of this malignancy, but some common symptoms include fevers, night sweating, enlarged lymph nodes, fatigue, and tiredness. Approximately one-third of all cancers diagnosed in children are blood cancer. A regular checkup can make all the difference. Remember, your health is your responsibility. Act now.
And now for the rest of the news. Israel has released 5 Palestinian prisoners as part of a fragile ceasefire deal with Hamas, offering a rare moment of relief for the families in Gaza. The 5 men freed on Monday evening were taken to hospital for medical examinations. Relatives gathered at the hospital, some embracing the freed prisoners, while others anxiously sought information about missing family members. Thousands of Palestinians remain imprisoned in Israel, many held without charge under what rights groups call arbitrary detention.
Sports Update.